The past few years haven't been so great for the Sinai. Torn apart by an ISIS insurgency in the north and several terrorist attacks, Israel's National Security Council and several other foreign governments, including the UK and Germany, maintain travel advisories on the region. But for this group of young Israelis, that couldn't be farther away from their minds.
My name is Reut and I'm from Tel Aviv. Right now we're in Sinai, next to Dava. We just heard there is a beautiful beach. And we just want to see, like, come here to see it. It's safer for a long time, yeah. No, it's just cheaper from other places in Israel. This is the reason that Israel is coming here.
It's their first time in Sinai. They seem almost unaware as we pass the Hulk of the Hilton Hotel, bombed in Taba in 2004, and the Ras Burqa massacre site, where in 1985, an Egyptian soldier began shooting at Israeli families at the beach. But a new generation, and the relative calm here in South Sinai for the past few years, is bringing back a resurgence in tourism, both for Israelis and other nationalities. Guy Shiloh is a founder of the Sinai Lovers Facebook group, which has almost 20,000 members and is a regular tour guide for Israelis to go hiking in Sinai.
In order to understand the big picture, you need to realize that every time there was incident or terror attacks that had to do with Israel or Egypt, the public is very affected by the media and, of course, what happened. So over the years, there were periods where Israelis would not go to Egypt or to Sinai. But people kept going to Sinai, we kept going to Sinai.
One reason is that even with the ISIS insurgency in North Sinai and the history of terrorist attacks aimed at tourists in the south, South Sinai is a rare melting pot in the Middle East, where Egyptians, Israeli Arabs, and Jews can all come together and show a forbearance of what peace might bring to the region. Mohammed Osama Ahmed owns a restaurant in Dahab, formerly a sleepy Bedouin village that has now become filled with scuba divers and tourists. He claims he runs the only kosher restaurant in the whole peninsula.
I'm meaning especially kind of Israeli people, the religious people, which they don't have really much places to go in outside. So I got the idea to make a special kosher restaurant. I had a lot of friends in Israel, you know, many friends. And you know, it's kosher food, it means halal. Halal, it means you do something belong to God and belong to religion. And me, you know, as a Muslim, I had to believe about Torah to become a completely Muslim because it's just one God.
Even though Israel and Egypt normalized relations in 1979, after the Camp David Accords between Anwar Sadat and Menachem Begin, the two populations continue to view the other with a level of mistrust. It's a cold peace, with many Egyptians and Israelis still fearful of each other. But in South Sinai, tourists from Alexandria and Beersheba sit side by side in cafes and on beaches.
There's still many Israeli tourists around.
You see more kippahs here than in Vienna.
No way, seriously?
Yes.
Martin and Adriana Selzik are from Vienna and have been coming to the Sinai since 1979.
We were here for a one-week desert camel tour with Bedouins, and I sort of felt I don't want to go home now. There are a lot of people who cannot understand this type of holiday. These are those five-star all-inclusive resort guys where we are far away in our way to make holiday. I mean, you'd never bring me into one of those cages.
While the Selziks prefer the down-and-out vibe of the beachside town Dahab, the cages they're referring to are the enormous resort developments in Sharm el-Sheikh, the main tourist attraction in all of Egypt. The Egyptian government has been trying in earnest to bring back the number of tourists who visited before the 2011 Egyptian revolution, and especially the 2015 plane attack, which led the UK and Russia to cancel flights to Sharm el-Sheikh. In the process, Egypt has begun constructing a six-lane highway from Cairo to Sharm el-Sheikh, and is building a wall around the city to protect tourists from terrorism. Professor Joshua Goodman of St. Lawrence University says that the move represents a tension between the government's desire for tourist revenue and the original Bedouin community who live in the region.
So those kind of things are designed to physically separate, you know, the Bedouin from sort of key areas of economic productivity. And in that sense, I think that we can kind of think about it as likely to be more of the same, with a couple of exceptions. I mean, I think the idea of building this infrastructure, especially the walls in Sharm el-Sheikh, mean that if the Bedouins' informal engagement with the economy, which is to say like their day labor, the activities that they organize outside of the scope of like officially licensed activities, if that becomes harder, then it's going to put more pressure on them and may lead them to react more strongly against government attempts to marginalize. I mean, for the time being, they're unwilling to do that because even though they don't have as good of a place in the market as they would like, it's still good enough that they don't want to risk it. But if that place in the market becomes threatened to a larger extent, then they may be willing to try and put pressure on the government to change the situation. And that's kind of one of the things that we've been seeing, is that the tribes who feel like they are marginalized too far have tried to sort of signal their ability to make life difficult for the Egyptian government by disrupting tourism. And that's kind of an attempt to pressure the Egyptians to back off a little bit.
It was certain elements in the North Sinai Bedouin community in the mid-2000s who launched a series of terrorist attacks against seaside resorts, feeling left out of the region's development. Everything in Sinai between the different factions is fragile. But Guy Shiloh is hopeful the current moment will lead to much longer stability and offer a lesson for the region.
Passover, 4 years ago, there were like 3,000 Israelis crossing the border. Last year, there were 35,000, like 10 times. You feel at home when you go there. That's, you know, the bottom line of South Sinai. You really feel at home when you go there. And you go to one of these beaches with Israelis and Egyptians. Finally, there's like a mixture of, you know, there's this dialogue, which never used to be.
For Khan News, I'm Colin Marston.